You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From tomorrow onwards, the Healthy Home Standards will come into effect. The guidelines require landlords to meet minimum standards of heating, insulation, ventilation, among other things, a law that was signed into effect in 2019. Despite this, many are concerned that landlords can self-confirm they meet these standards without external scrutiny. I spoke to the medical director of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, Bob Hancocks, about these guidelines and how the organisation are feeling about these standards heading into tomorrow. Concerns have been raised that despite Healthy Home Standards coming into effect from tomorrow, enforcing property owners to comply with these standards is not strict enough. What enforcements are we seeing that property owners must meet for the Healthy Home Standards?
Well, I think this is mostly good news. So this has been 6 years in coming that houses should be adequately heated, they should be adequately ventilated and adequately insulated and not be damp. And so that's good. Lots of houses will be better than they had been if we didn't have these standards. And from tomorrow, this is now becomes compulsory for all rental properties that they should be complying with this standard. The difficulty is knowing just how many landlords are actually complying with it, because you can self-certify and there's no way of knowing whether they're actually adhering to the standards or not. And that's our main concern.
So for those who break these Healthy Home Standards, are there any penalties that they will face, or is it kind of like this grey area at the moment?
I'm not sure what the penalties are, but you can certainly take the landlord to a tenancy tribunal if you're a tenant and you don't believe that the standards are being met. And that's good. The difficulty is that often tenants are desperate for houses and they are in a relatively powerless situation and probably reluctant to take the landlord to a tenancy tribunal for the fear that they'll lose their rental and be asked to leave. So although there are mechanisms there for tenants to complain about landlords or complain about the Healthy Home Standards, first of all, tenants may not be able to, may not know that the house that they're renting isn't up to standard. And then even if they suspect that's true, they may be very reluctant to complain.
How knowledgeable are landlords that these changes will come into effect tomorrow? Have they been preparing over the past 6 years to meet these standards?
They should have been. I mean, the standards, were passed into law in 2019. So they've had 6 years to get prepared for this. So all new tenancies over the last few years have been required to be up to Healthy Home Standards. The law that comes in tomorrow will mean that it applies to existing tenancies. So houses that have been tenanted for many years now also have to meet the standards. So landlords have had plenty of notice. I don't know how many landlords are actually unaware of the standards, but they should be aware by now. And the standard residential tenancy agreements now have the Healthy Home Standards as part of that, so they should be aware.
Despite you being very supportive of the Healthy Home Standards, is there more that can be done to better protect those who have a respiratory condition under the current guidelines?
Obviously, the standards are obviously provide a minimal benchmark, and that's good. Clearly, better insulation and better heating would be even better for people with respiratory illnesses. We do know that people who live in cold, damp houses tend to get worse respiratory illnesses, particularly through winter. And, obviously if you live in a house that's warm and dry, it's first of all much more pleasant, but also much better for your health, particularly for those with respiratory conditions. So it would be nice to encourage landlords to go one further than the minimum requirements in the Healthy Homes Act.
And overall, what would the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation like to see come out of the implementation of these standards from tomorrow?
Well, first of all, we're really pleased that they are being implemented a narrow legal requirement. But I think what we would like is there to be some formal inspection required, so independent certification. Many landlords are very good, will be quite honest and done the right thing in terms of certifying compliance of the Healthy Home Standards. But there may well be unscrupulous landlords out there who who self-certify when they know that the, or maybe they're not aware that the house really doesn't comply. And so requiring independent certification would be a good thing.
So is this currently not in the guidelines? So if someone self-certifies that their house meets these standards, is there no checkups that they are continuing to meet these standards?
No. The current standards are require landlords to certify, but there's no absolute requirement to get a third party in to independently inspect.
That was the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation's Bob Hancocks about the healthy home standards that are set to come into effect tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.